A 20-year-old Ravenden Springs man is facing multiple felony charges following an investigation by local authorities. According to court documents, Dawson Nicholson was arrested in connection with the theft of two electronic hard drives from Walmart stores in Pocahontas. Investigators say Nicholas worked as a delivery driver for Spark, a service that delivers items from Walmart to customers. Store employees were able to identify Nicholson in connection with the theft. A judge found probable cause on Monday to charge Nicholson with commercial burglary, a Class C felony, and unlawful removal of a theft detection device, a Class D felony. Authorities reported that during contact with law enforcement, Nicholson allegedly admitted to stealing the hard drives. In a separate affidavit filed by the Randolph County Sheriff's Office, investigators state that during a post-Miranda interview, Nicholas admitted to possessing matter depicting sexually explicit conduct involving a child and showed images on his phone to local law enforcement. A search warrant was executed at Nicholson's residence, where investigators seized internet-capable devices and storage devices. Nicholson also signed a consent form allowing investigators to search his phone and iPad. On February the 23rd, a judge found probable cause to charge Nicholson with two counts of distributing, possessing, or viewing matter depicting sexually explicit conduct involving a child. Nicholson is currently being held in the Randolph County Detention Center without bond. And the Carter County Sheriff's Office is investigating an alleged rape involving a local victim. According to authorities, following an investigation conducted by the Carter County Sheriff's Office deputies and investigators, Eric S. Butler was arrested in connection with the case. Butler has been charged with rape in the second degree. His bond was set at $25,000 cash only. A Springfield man is facing multiple charges following a high-speed incident and a brief foot chase with law enforcement on February 24th. According to a probable cause statement filed by the Missouri State Highway Patrol, troopers observed a dark green Toyota Sienna traveling 88 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone on Missouri 142. Authorities say the driver turned onto Route V and pulled into a private driveway before continuing towards a wooded area. As troopers approached with emergency lights activated, the driver exited the vehicle and ran into the woods. The driver later returned to the patrol vehicle and reportedly admitted he had an active warrant. He identified himself as Justin Hoyt. Troopers say Hoyt repeatedly refused commands to place his hands behind his back and resisted attempts to detain him. During the encounter, Hoyt informed officers he had a firearm in his waistband. The weapon was removed during a frisk. Backup arrived at approximately 5:04 p.m. and officers again attempted to place Hoyt under arrest. According to the report, he continued resisting until a deputy drew a pepper ball launcher. Officers were then able to secure him in handcuffs. Hoyt was transported to the Oregon County Sheriff's Office, fingerprinted, and placed on a 24-hour investigative hold, pending formal charges. Court records show that Hoyt is charged with exceeding the posted speed limit by 26 miles an hour or more, operating a motor vehicle knowing the owner lacked financial responsibility, and resisting or interfering with arrest, detention, or stop. The case will proceed through the Oregon County court system. A 26-year-old Ozark man was injured in a single vehicle crash Thursday morning in Wright County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred at 7:40 a.m. on February 26th on U.S. 60 west of Highway 5. Troopers report a 2023 Ford F-550 was traveling eastbound when the driver observed an unknown vehicle cross the center line. The driver swerved in response, striking a guardrail, losing control, and overturning. The driver, a 26-year-old man from Ozark, sustained minor injuries, and he was transported by ambulance to Cox South in Springfield for treatment. And a historic landmark in Thayer is coming down. Demolition began yesterday on the former Dutch Oven Drive-In, a longtime staple of the community. The Dutch Oven was originally built in 1968 by Charles and Edna Ekman and served the Thayer area for many years as a popular local gathering spot. The restaurant was later purchased by Denton Alford and operated as Denton's Place. In recent years, the building has fallen into disrepair. The property was recently purchased by Larry and Angela Burns, who also acquired the former Rosella Johnson House. Both structures are currently being demolished with plans for future development on the Johnson property. Yesterday, ECNN spoke with Larry Burns and Jennifer Krask of Contract Pharmacy Insight Consulting.
PI is currently in the building that used to be the Thayer drugstore. And so we just recently bought the Dutch Oven and this building we're in and the Rosella Johnson House. So our plan, and the demolition is starting today, the plan is to just take down the Dutch Oven and clean up that lot there. And then next phase of it would be to take down the Rosella Johnson House and clean up that lot and then expand our business across that lot to the north because we're outgrowing the space that we're in here today.
And no immediate plans for what we're going to do with the Dutch Oven lot.
Then Jennifer spoke about their original plan.
We had originally planned to build a new facility across the road between O'Reilly's and the Assembly of God, but ultimately decided that since we were able to purchase this, that this was really a better service to the community to beautify this area rather than moving across the road.
Again, that was Larry Burns and Jennifer Krask of Contract Pharmacy Insight Consulting.